You know when you're
ready.
Good evening, everyone. We will call our meeting of the Alloway Village Board of Tuesday, April 19th. Thanks for being here. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll call our meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter, here. Trustee Green is excused. Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
Okay, we are going to scratch number 9 from this evening's agenda. Are there any other modifications? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to adopt the modified agenda.
Move to adopt the modified agenda.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Sampson, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the modified agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 3, presentation. Award of certificate of election to newly elected village president.
Congratulations to Jim Rafter, village president. We do have a certificate here for you.
Thank you.
And I will repeat what it says. I, Carrie Zitlow, clerk treasurer of the Village of Alloway of the state of Wisconsin, certify that Jim Rafter, as appears from the official canvas of the votes cast at a spring election held in the Village of Alloway on April 5th, 2022, was duly elected village president to hold office for a 3-year term commencing on April 19th, 2022 and ending on April 15th, 2025.
Thank you, Carrie. And now, are we going to do that now?
Sure.
Okay. Our judge is here to swear me in.
Does anyone else here would like to swear at him? Go ahead.
All right, you have to raise your right hand for me, if you would, please. And then you'll repeat after me. I. State your name.
Jim Rafter.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of president of the Village of Alloway.
That I will faithfully execute the position of the president of the Village of Alloway.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve.
Preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
The state of Wisconsin.
The state of Wisconsin.
And all laws as they concern.
And all laws as they concern.
And relate to the Village of Alloway.
And relate to the Village of Alloway.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for being here, Judge. Okie dokie. Moving on to item number 4, announcements. There is a Libel Street public involvement meeting on April 21st, 2022, from 5:30 to 7:30. There's information on the village website, but the meeting is the second public meeting involving to discuss the proposed improvements for the reconstruction of Libel Street between Wisconsin Highway 172 and Calb Avenue. Anyone who is interested is invited to attend. Once again, the meeting is Thursday, April 21st from 5:30 to 7:30 right here at Village Hall. Next announcement, there's a prescription drug take-back day, which is April 30th, 2022, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here at Village Hall. There is information once again on our website, but if you have any prescription medicines that you no longer are in need of, please bring them to Village Hall and dispose of them in a safe way. C. Resignation of Becky Nyberg from the Plan Commission. Becky has served our village on different committees for several years. For that, we're very thankful. She is retiring or resigning because the next announcement is the announcement of her becoming our neighborhood compliance inspector. She is now an employee of the village. We thank her for making that move, and we look forward to having her on board. C, cystic fibrosis, Great Strides Walk at Green Isle Park on April 30th. This is a recurring event that's been going on for several years. They expect to have 250 people. It will take place in Green Isle Park. The walk event is an annual fundraiser for cystic fibrosis. This event is open to the public. This event includes a short ceremony, music before the walk, begins at 11 a.m., followed by an approximate 5K walk in and around Green Isle Park. Post-walk, we gather again for announcements and snacks. So if you would like to join in the fun, that is once again Saturday, April 30th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here in the Village of Alloway at Green Isle Park. Are there any other announcements from staff?
I want to add that the spring cleanup of yard waste has been extended one additional week. Last day to put up yard waste will be Sunday, April 24th.
Thank you. Any other announcements from staff? Any other announcements from my fellow board members? Sarah?
There is still the shoe drive going on for our local nonprofit here in Alloway, Hope and Olive, and we're collecting used shoes until the end of May.
And we have a box right here at the Village Hall, right?
Correct, yep.
Thank you. Okay, any other announcements? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience this evening that would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Mrs. Fuller. Or should I say Supervisor Fuller? Welcome.
Thank you.
Could you give us your name and address, please?
Yes, Morgan Fuller, 1315 South Irwin Ave, here in Alloway.
Thank you.
I just wanted to stop in and say hi, introduce myself. I was elected to Brown County Supervisor, the board. So I hope to work with all of you, and let me know if I can be of service.
Great. So when is your first meeting?
This morning it was, so I already have one under my belt.
You're a pro.
Try.
So. Well, great.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much for serving. Thank you for your offer to serve. We look forward to working with you. Does anyone have questions for our supervisor?
No.
Not yet.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Morgan.
All right, have a good night, guys.
You too.
Good night.
Is there anyone else in the audience that wants to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Sir, come on up.
Hello, Maxwell Pringy, 226 Warren Court.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say I think we should open the underpass on Lazar. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, we will move on to number 6, public hearing to consider the approval of a conditional use request to allow for a secondary suite on parcel AL-1479 located at 226 Warren Court, 9,932 square feet, median heights, lot 1, block 1. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on this evening? Going once, going twice, going thrice. We're hearing none. We will close our public hearing and move on to item number 7. Action regarding conditional use request to allow for a secondary suite on parcel AL-1479 located at 226 Warren Court. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrick.
I'd move to approve. That's presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Trustee Sampson, any discussion?
It was recommended by the Planning Commission and approved. Should be a positive benefit to the community. And maybe the start of more of these, additional dwelling units, et cetera, so that's a great idea.
I second that sentiment.
Okay. We have two motions and two seconds. Okay, so we have a motion to approve the conditional use request and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 8, action regarding citizen and village trustee appointments to village committees, boards, and commissions. And so every year at this time, we go through the process of publishing open positions on our committees and commissions and assigning or reassigning folks whose initial terms or second terms have expired. So this year, we are, for the Board of Appeals, reappointing, or I'm recommending to the board that we reappoint Barb Copperrood and Elizabeth Cody to members of the Boards of Appeal. I am recommending we reappoint Bob Kapla to the Board of Ethics. For Economic Development Committee, I am recommending that we move Michael Krutz from a third alternate position to a regular position, Matthew Honer from a second alternate to a regular position, and new members, Gage Beck as a second alternate, Alex Stein as a regular member, and Drew Farwell as a first alternate. From Historic Preservation, I would like to reappoint Cecile Faller and Dina Mooney. For Parks, Rec, and Forestry, we would like to reappoint Angela Kowalczyk-Adrians, Danielle Pierquette, and appoint newly appointed Ryan Hallberg. Board of Review, reappoint Mike Borowski, Dennis Bonk, and Gary Strahan. Plan Commission, to reappoint James Wheeler, Matthew Honnold, and to appoint Elizabeth Cody from second alternate to regular, and Patrick Normoyle, a new member, to first alternate. And then from the Public Works Committee, I would like to reappoint Ted Collison to the board, to the committee, and to newly appoint Mike Lefebvre as a regular member. We changed the structure of that committee this year to allow for another resident, so I'm thankful that someone applied. And from the board appointments committees, we will continue as we did this year, Lynn Green and Jim Genrick on Public Works, Economic Development Committee, Sarah Deutsch, Plan Commission, Sarah Deutsch, Historic Preservation Committee, Jim Genrick, Room Tax Commission, Matthew Harris, Central Brown County Water Commission, Lynn Green as an alternate, and Trustee Sampson as the regular member. Brown County Planning Commission Board of Directors, Matthew Harris with Jim Rafter as an alternate. Park, Rec, and Forestry, Rob Atwood, Weed Commissioner Sean Jean. Joint Review Board, Jim Rafter, Trustee Harris as an alternate, and Public Member Christopher Engerbrunson. Ad Hoc Finance and Personnel Committee, to maintain Matthew Harris, Jim Genrick, and Chris Sampson, and Administrator Lang, and Finance Director Julie Beauchamp to the Ad Hoc Finance Personnel Committee, and Green Bay Metro Advisory Committee, Chris Sampson and Brad Lang. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move to adopt the slate as presented.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. Discussion, I would just like to sincerely thank everyone, including my fellow board members and staff, and especially the residents who offer their time and expertise in helping us run our village and make Alloway everything it can be. They do a great job, and I'm very thankful for their time. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the list of committee board members whose term expires. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We're scratching number 9. We'll move on to item number 10, CELCOM Green Bay Marathon.
Perfect timing. That is perfect timing. I'll go ahead and get started. Ryan is here from Race Day Events to both the logistics of the upcoming Cellcom Green Bay Marathon. But real quickly, Cellcom Green Bay Marathon had just recently submitted a special event application to utilize a handful of village streets. The marathon is to take place on May 15th. Ryan from Race Day Events is here to go through the logistics of the race and the planning of that.
Ryan, would you come up, please?
Oh, absolutely.
Introduce yourself and give us your address, please.
Yes, Ryan Griesmeyer with the Cellcom Green Bay Marathon Race Day Events. I am from Fitchburg, Wisconsin, 2995 Sub-Zero Parkway, Fitchburg, Wisconsin.
Thank you. I hope that's not your year-long temperature.
So I apologize for being late, first of all.
You're right on time.
Oh, perfect. All right. So this is my first attempt at the Cellcom Green Bay Marathon. I was hired in February, so I apologize. I'm trying to get up to speed a little bit here. It's been an interesting several years for the Cellcom with the cancellations from heat, then flooding. Obviously, we all know what happened in 20 and 21, and now getting back up to speed in 22. You guys have been great to work with. Sean has been amazing to get me up to speed and kind of understanding your village and how everything kind of works here. I do this for a living. I touch about 200 races a year all across the nation. So it's for me, this is something I'm quite used to doing, and understanding that I have to work in every municipality I go to is a little bit different. And we understand we are a disruption to your municipality. We do everything we possibly can do to make it work the best for the residents, for the participants, for the businesses, for fire, EMS, and everybody involved. So. We work through here as a plan, I think, works very well. Obviously, it's the first year. We took the route that was proposed in 2020, stayed with it, and I kind of fine-tuned it the best I could to make things work with our all-agency meetings that we've had since February, kind of pulling everything together. So if you see the route there, I'll probably blank on the exact street where your village starts.
Grinion.
What was that?
Grinion.
Grinion, yes. There you go. So, coming down from Grinion, you're coming through from about mile 13, 14, all the way down. Down Lilo. What we do is run in the curb lane, and we would heavily cone that. We typically do as a cone lane 35 to 50 feet, so that traffic can very easily see, and at any sort of speed, I mean, we're talking 10 miles an hour, you can't differentiate and go into that cone lane. So really, it's not truly a protected lane for runners, but it is a very delineated lane for runners. It says runners on this side, cars on this side. So we protect that lane all the way down to Briar. On Briar, they would stay, it would be a right-hand turn from Lytle on to Briar. Runners would stay on the right again in a protected cone lane, 35 to 50 feet cone spacing, as they come up to
Riverside Drive.
Riverside. I keep wanting to call that. Is it Broadway somewhere else?
In De Pere.
That's why I'm confused. He's trying to call it Broadway. I know he corrected me on my worksheet as well. As we come up to Riverside Drive, we would cross there with the help of Brown County Sheriff's Department and at the Hawk. So we'd cross there, all the way across the street, turning left, and on the left, and we'd stay to the right side of the road again in a protected lane with cones. We worked with the Brown County Sheriff's Department to hopefully taper that lane, so you'd only have one lane of traffic for that block as they're heading southbound on Riverside. Right-hand turn into the Fox Point Bolt Launch. I keep calling it Fox River Bolt Launch. I'm learning it. I'm not promising. I'm trying to learn. Fox Point Bolt Launch, they would come through there. We're working with DePere on that, and then right onto the Fox River Trail. And work all the way up, all the way back up to the Fox River Trail, exiting the Fox River Trail at Cass Street.
Why the change from the route that it used to run?
From what I understand, it was because of the flooding issues that they dealt with in 2019. So they put this plan together for 2020. I thought it was a lot further vetted and put through. From what I understand, you guys were never made aware of this, which was a giant surprise to me, especially when I saw that come through. So I can understand the concerns and obviously some of the doubts. I can tell you that we will make a go of this and do a very good job at this. But I think where the constraints are going to come is what it does to your village, if there's resident concerns and, you know, EMS concerns, stuff like that. I don't think there will be based on my prior experience working in other cities, but it was from the flooding going further south, I think, into Depew where it flooded out. They tried to find something that stayed on higher ground.
Where was the flooding in Depew? Along the Fox River?
Yeah, along the Fox River. Really? On both sides. It had to take the full marathon and turn it into a half marathon in 2019 mm-hmm. at about 12:30 in the morning of race day.
Okay. So Grignion to Libel.
So realistically, this race has not been held in its entirety since 2017. Because in 2018, they had to cancel the race partly through
heat.
Because of heat.
Yeah. So. And it's Briar Lane on the south that you're going to?
Yes. Okay. And just so I understand, this is the 13 to 15 mile marker, or you know, you're about 13 to 18, I would say, in your territory. We're expecting 800 runners registered. And again, when you have 800 runners at 13, we're talking a runner every, you know, 30 to 45 seconds. So gap cars have no trouble. It's not like we're closing anything down. Coming through this intersection, because it's so far in and we're dealing with only 800 of the total, what I'm guessing now is probably be about 3,500 runners. 800 only will be experiencing your village for the full marathon. You're only seeing the full marathon participants.
And what time do we expect them to be running through our village?
I can tell you. First runner would be here at about 8 a.m., with the last runner entering the village at about 10:42 a.m., and then as they exit at the Fox River Trail, and I'm thinking you're at Marine, is where I'm seeing the exit. Is that right? First runner would be there at 8:36 a.m., and exiting at 12:30 p.m. So it does sound and look like a lot of time, so it would be from 8 a.m. to about 12:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. But you remember that 800 runners spread out over 4.5 hours. You're seeing, you know, a runner every periodic time. It's not going to be like you see a start of a race where it's solid people and cars have to wait a long time. You won't see that in your part of the village.
How are you going? How is the sheriff going to get people across Riverside Drive?
Riverside's going to have two sheriff's deputies.
Two sheriff's deputies and I believe some highway department workers,
yes,
as well.
Oh, workers as well?
Poning, and we're in talks with them right
okay.
now. On
and the
there might be one present at both Cross and Webster, which is another, it's going to be the same thing as Cross and
yep.
Webster.
Oh, yeah.
Webster's going to be an issue, too, where there's going to be two.
Yep.
And then I believe two at least in Houndable on Lido. You've never dealt with it. So two there.
Yes, I'll have a crew both that comes in front of the first runner to make sure that it looks okay. We check in with all the officers, all the volunteers, and any of the DPD staff that, you know, is out there to do anything. And then also an on-call crew that if you need more cones or anything like that, we get those dispatched as fast as possible.
Okay. Make sure every runner knows that they have to push the button at the Hawk Crossing.
Got
800 crossings
there. That'll be great.
And we got to make sure they know that. Wait.
There'll be a lot of jogging in place.
How are you going to be notifying residents along the route of the disruption?
We have a notification card that will go out. I was hoping to have the descriptor or the design of it, but our designer didn't have that done in time, unfortunately. But it will list the streets, the first runner, last runner timeline, and just it'll be kind of flashy looking card on the front side. When you flip it over, it'll say, you know, your area is going to be affected by the Selkirk Greenway Marathon. And I believe they use new to these terms again. I think it's called Brown Dog, using Brown County to notify what streets it's on, and that'll give us the addresses to send for a postcard template.
Okay.
Will it arrive via U.S. mail, or are you going to drop it off at each house?
U.S. mail. U.S. mail.
Do you know when the mailing is going out?
Ideally, for the rest of it, it has to be at least 2 weeks before, so it's within 28 days and 14 days if that works for everybody.
Okay.
Is there a preference on when you'd like to see that go out?
I don't. Maybe a week ahead of time, but I do plan on. After tonight, we'll upload this presentation to our village webpage, and The other thing I wanted to note, too, was the night before, street department staff will be able to install no parking signs to make sure that people don't park in that curb lands the morning of the race. You talked on a notification.
I'm going to add no park to that, too, so they're well aware of that ahead of time.
So that'll be on the cart?
Okay. The one other thing that we should point out, too, Ryan, is that not only will you have Brown County Sheriff Department staff at the major intersections, but in every minor intersection, you're going to have a volunteer.
One to two volunteers.
One or two volunteers. Yep. So call St. Joseph Street, all of the minor intersections.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Any questions? So people won't be locked in to their neighborhood. They'll be able to get across?
Yeah, 100%. And my guess, again, this is my guess, you know, it can fluctuate certain times. If there's a group, you know, a lot with pace groups, there's a marathon, there'll be pace groups, there will be a section of, you know, 30, 40 runners that are all trying to stay for the same time.
Yeah.
But we're talking at most somebody should have to wait 30 seconds to a minute.
Okay. Brent?
I was going to bring up that same point that you'll probably go on your notice that streets are not closed.
Yeah,
that's
like
going to be the first concern is you can't get out of my driveway for
sure.
The
yeah.
5 hours.
Yeah, we're late enough and I have no issues with that.
Okay. Are you doing any kind of a press conference so that the press can come and help publicize that information for the entire area?
That part I don't know. I'm not part of the PR committee. I'm just on the operations side of things. I know in the past they have, and I do know that they're pushing different newspapers and publications. I just don't know which ones.
Okay.
If there's an idea or a preference of somebody that would help you guys, I can definitely push that on to the CELCOM committee.
I think all the TV stations and Press Gazette and the Press Times.
Should cover it all.
Yeah. I'm sure they would love to hear that.
I think some of the concerns that you might see is this area is very accustomed to the Bell and Run,
mm-hmm.
where they do have, you know, I live on that route and there's 90 minutes I cannot leave my driveway. So,
yes.
And I think it's important to explain to the residents that you're looking at 30 seconds to a minute
yep.
wait time
yeah.
during, because it is a much different structure race.
I think would it help if I try and delineate that it's 800 runners over 4.5 hours versus 16,000 runners over
exactly.
45 minutes?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We can definitely work that in.
Also, that you're entering the second half of the race, and you'll have that spread
yeah.
out
yes.
Approach of all the runners.
Yep.
Aside from the pace groups, that might also alleviate some concerns.
Yeah, making sure that they can move around as needed.
We're on a negative spread by then.
Brad, what's your bib number?
Number one.
That's about how many steps I'm going to get.
And are there going to be entertainment stations or things like that around the route, water stations?
There will be water stations. There will be medical stations, all places. They inter-swap them, so it will go medical, water. We've been working with the elementary schools, the churches, to make sure that we can either have, a lot of them are staffed by church groups or a fundraising group from the elementary school
yep.
throughout the course. But to spread that out nicely for the medical team and the water stations, it goes about every 3/4 mile that way. So you have great coverage to make sure that everybody stays safe.
Okay.
Entertainment stations this year has been really dumbed down just because they're ramping back up. They don't have a lot of budget for it. And then also to see how the course goes. I think we want to kind of balance it, especially through your village with something new. We don't want to crank up an intersection of a live band and then just get yelled at for more noise at 7:30 in the morning.
So. Yep. Okay. Any other questions?
So with the medical area or a water area, obviously if you're going every 3/4 mile, you're going to have 4, 5, 6 spots in Alloway. How soon will those be identified, and should the do we need to let the residents right by those specific spots know something a little bit different? I don't know what the normal procedure is for that part
the
of
only
the
thing
course.
I think that they would have to know that we're trying to use public public places, so like a park along the trail, a Fox River Trail, or I know I think one of them that we have not heard back yet from is the, and I'm blank on the name, the tennis place on Riverside.
Four Seasons
Tennis, and using their kind of right away and sidewalk there, so we want to keep them next to the road. So Four Seasons Tennis, the elementary school, an option was brought up to possibly use right out here. And then obviously the big concern then is to make sure we clean that up cleaner than we left it, to make sure the cups are all put away and we don't leave a trace. Typically, our teams, when we do clean that up, will come with, you know, more beer cans, candy wrappers, cigarette wrappers, than they do with cups that are left out on there. So we leave it cleaner than we came always. So it's something we take great pride in.
Thank you.
So the request is for a noise variance.
What kind of noise are you going to be making?
Deep breathing.
The noise variance is for the dog.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, this one's throwing me off. Are you noisy? I get noisy once in a while, yeah. Okay. But, that one threw me off.
Okay, so we're being asked to approve the new route.
Noise ordinance was me breathing heavy.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Were you in Boston yesterday?
I was not. I was so sad not to. Part of it was because of this, and then also part of it, I've been on the road quite a bit. I'm actually headed from here to Traverse City, Michigan for an event. So I got an 8-year-old and an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old at home that would rather see me last weekend than through Boston, so I had to turn Boston down this year.
Oh, no.
It was sad. It was tough. It was Dave, the race director, it was his 50th, and it was tough to not see him do that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I will accept the motion on this item. Trustee Deutsch, do I have a second? The motion was to approve. Trustee Atwood, any discussion? Ryan, the answer to your question from my perspective about would we like it sooner rather than later, the notification, I would say sooner so that people aren't surprised. Okay. Get it out as quickly as possible.
That helps me too, so it's... We're under 28 days ready, so yeah. I think if I can get out as soon as they should be done with the design of it. Ideally, if it's not done yet tonight, I would guess tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if I aim for putting it in the mail on Monday.
Good stuff.
Right, if you would send one to the village, we can also post it.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Okay. Just like the electronic copy of your post? Absolutely.
And if anyone does have questions, is there anyone to call? Who should... Residents call if they have questions.
We are using the info@cellcomgreenbaymarathon.com email, and then our office line that is being answered is 608-316-5755, and that has somebody answering it 9 to 5 plus returning voicemail.
Okay, will that be on the postcard as well?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you guys very much. You guys should have all my contact info. I think feel free to reach out if anything pops up that I need to do. I want to make sure we do this right. I want to make sure we keep you guys happy and anybody back again.
Sounds great. We're looking forward to it. Item number 11, proposed location of St. Joseph Street TDS node and easement. Mr. Jean.
As you know, TDS in the near future will be installing fiber optic lines in street right-of-way throughout the village of Alloway with the purpose of serving every home, every business in Alloway with fiber optics telecommunication services to support the fiber optic lines. They're proposing to build or to place 2 to 3 nodes throughout the village. I'm not an expert in this stuff, but in general, we do have Dan here from MCE. We had hired him earlier this year to assist us with this project. But a node is needed to provide the signal the data to those that elect to partake in the service that TDS will provide. Not too long ago, TDS had come to us. They had determined their first location for placement of node at the intersection of St. Joseph Street and East River Drive. The location is on the north side of the intersection on village-owned property. It's outside of the street right-of-way. And because of that, they have provided an easement along with an exhibit showing the location. An easement was provided to the village to place, to maintain, to alter, to repair, etc., their telecommunication equipment. Brad had been working closely with TDS on, along with our village attorney on this item. Brad, do you want to talk to the village?
Yeah, so the easement that I handed out tonight was the updated version by our attorney. Basically, it was reformatting what TDS had provided. Inserted the dollar amount in there. TDS originally had the dollar, but it was a placeholder. In discussions with TDS, typically, you know, what is an easement's value? I worked with our assessor and kind of using TDS as more of a guidelines for what they've been paying. They've paid anywhere from $750 per easement. That was in Eau Claire, upwards of $10,000 in Sun Prairie. Typically, it all depends on where it's located and the aesthetic aspect of it. For this location, we felt that $5,000, which is typically their average, was adequate. But we're also looking at the potential of, in lieu of a fee, an easement fee, of providing fiber optics to several of our buildings. So they're going to be running the cost analysis from the right-of-way to a building, the number of buildings that we have put out, several park buildings and the Laverne Farm yardway site, and they'll determine whether or not they owe us more, or will they not be able to do all of them because it's cost them more than $5,000. So it's one of those things that once it's all determined, that piece in there will change. But at this time, having the dollar figure in there works fine with the understanding and that it could change.
When would it change?
They've been working on their price or the cost estimate since last week, and I haven't heard anything. I responded or sent another email to Sean Murray, who I've been working with, and I expect to get back from him soon.
So we, an amended proposed easement would come back to us then?
That language to it, yes.
So right now we're just talking location?
Location, yeah, and the contents of what the easement reads.
Yeah, one of the things I thought about today, Brad, I didn't get a chance to talk to you, but if we were to just move ahead with the easement as amended by a village attorney, that would reimburse or compensate the village $5,000 for the acquisition of this easement. We know that there are other locations needed. We could use the money that we get from TDS from these easements and apply it to the extension of these facilities into our park system and into our yard and public works here. And that way we wouldn't have to bring it back.
That's true.
Does TDS agree to the $5,000 amount?
Yes. Yeah, they're fine.
Any questions? I will accept the motion on this item.
Do you have any questions?
I'm sorry. You came to talk. Come on up.
I thought it was going to be easy.
I thought so. My name is Dan Barker. I'm with MCEU. We're at 413 South Madison Street in Green Bay. I personally reside at 1115 Mount Mary, also in Green Bay.
Thank you. You want to add anything to this?
The question that came up at Public Works was, do these cabinets generate any noise, anything that would be a nuisance? And it was a question that came up. The quick answer is no. The fan noise that we're getting from the projector is probably equivalent to what you would hear from across the street from one of these cabinets. Myself, I work adjacent to many of these with my existing fiber optic networks, and it never sits there and becomes a nuisance when we're working in close proximity to them. So that was one of the concerns Public Works brought up.
Okay.
So
are they going, do they surround this with shrubs or anything, or is it just a big green box?
No, they had, initially they had committed to that, a certain dollar amount would be provided to the village at our leisure use to landscape around the cabin.
You said originally.
Yeah, it was added to the
it says right here the features will be placed around it, attractive landscaping.
Okay,
that's on this, yeah, on this one, on the first page.
That's not the agreement.
First paragraph.
It's
first
not
paragraph.
An agreement.
It was in the staff report. We'll have to just. Verify, confirm with that they're still committed to providing landscaping to improve the aesthetics, to make it more pleasing to those that live nearby.
And if so, that should probably be included in the easement.
Or memorandum of understanding would be.
Some kind of an agreement, yeah, that they commit to it. And someday there's going to be a development behind there, right?
No.
It won't be?
Not this location, no.
Okay.
Northwest.
Okay. So what is that, the pond right behind it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an outlet, yeah. It's surrounded by the East River and the Mako Pond.
Okay. Any questions? Trustee Harris?
Item number two on the back of the agreement references the grantee has the right to landscape as needed. So I would work off the, you know, as part of the motion, maybe we add in. So I would, you know, look at moving to approve the agreement with the $5,000 or comparable construction of fiber optics along with an acceptable level of landscaping coverage to hide, for lack of better words, the structure itself.
Okay. Do I have a motion on that?
What I just said.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
Carrie, are you good with that?
Good. No, can you repeat it?
Well, serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I make a motion to approve the agreement and the dollar value of $5,000 or the approximate comparable value of construction of fiber optic lines to village-owned properties, in addition to an adequate level of landscaping to disguise, hide, pick your favorite other word, the structure itself.
Okay. Got it? Okay. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion?
Just a quick techno question.
Yes, sir.
The Holzer brothers or whoever are installing cable these days or started during the winter for AT&T?
Yes.
Can those same lines be used? This is totally because I have no clue. Or you have to run all separate?
It is a completely separate infrastructure that these two, AT&T and TDS, built.
So you're kind of following where they went?
Very much so.
Them?
Yes, sir.
And then do we have a ballpark starting date for the installation, and then approximately what percentage will get done in 22?
Right now, unless they've contributed any more information, they're looking at beginning this project mid-May, approximately May 18th, with their construction to run through April of next year. However, the latest construction efforts along that time would mainly be restorations. So I believe, unless they brought any other schedules to you, I believe they're still focused on getting the bulk of this construction done in 2022 before winter takes effect, and then finishing up whatever's remaining in the very early spring months of 23.
Given that you just went, or are still going through it with AT&T, and there's been a lot of landscaping disruptions, none personally, but across the street from me, it's been quite a mess. And I'm assuming now that AT&T slash Holzer's will come through and fix all that. But then if you guys come through right after that and dig it all back up, is there a way to coordinate that so we're not doing that? Or is that too competitive or too blue sky?
It's not necessarily too competitive. The village has hired MCE to inspect these installations. Well, specifically to inspect the installations of TDFs. So what we do as part of our process is we document the construction prior to TDS coming in, so we'll know where there's disruptions, we'll know where there's fresh landscaping that was put down as part of the AT&T build, okay, and we'll know what was disrupted as part of the TDS build. So that will be part of our inspection duties to make sure that we are keeping those two projects completely clear.
Okay, great. And when's the earliest go-live date for any customers? If I recall, it was going to be parts at a time, not wait till the whole village is done.
It was going to be parts at a time, and the reason I keep looking back is because I get some information, and I know they're still talking to you about this, but I do believe they're anticipating their first DFNs, is what they're calling the various components that construct this network, to be ready to go within the first 2 months of construction, is what we had heard at last conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. So they'll have circuits ready to light up, I would say, by the 4th of July.
They're going to start in this section of the village.
Right? I'm sorry?
They're going to start in this section of the village because the node's going in here.
Their construction permits that they submitted were from Brer North to Hoffman, with just a little bit north of Hoffman, I believe.
Just recently from... They had just recently submitted a major utility permit for the area along East River Drive from LeBron to Hoffman Road. And I haven't received any additional permits beyond that. But to answer, or to help you better understand the other utility work that has started in Alloway, when TDS had made it known to everybody in Brown County that they were going to install fiber optics, we have since received probably a dozen major utility permits from AT&T, and we're currently working through the review of those. There are projects that have already started. Due to the number of permits that we've received, we've also asked Dan to assist with that as well.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion on this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
A very long one, by the way. So we have a motion and a second, or a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Very long motion.
Thanks for being here, Dan.
Thank you.
Item number 12, action regarding utility foreman job description and creation of new position. Mr. Jean.
So I'm currently working with Brad and those staff to add to the current water foreman job duties. In essence, then create a new position, utility foreman position. The additional supervisory job duties would include the operation and maintenance of the village's sanitary sewer system. The water foreman, his current job duties include the supervisory responsibility of the maintenance and operation of the village's water distribution system and sanitary sewer lift stations. This has been something that I've thought about, consulted with Brad and other public works directors for the last couple of years. The reason for this change, there are multiple reasons. One, it would place the operational maintenance responsibilities under one foreman. Currently, the street and water utility foreman share in the operation and maintenance of the village's sanitary sewer system. So it put the responsibility under one foreman. It also, in general, the water utility foreman is likely more suited to take on the repair and maintenance of the village's sanitary sewer because of their background, their training, and their experience. In addition to that, a water foreman had, our current water foreman has good working relationships with our local utility contractors, and because of that, that also helps with the repair and maintenance of the sanitary sewer system. And by moving the supervisory responsibilities of the operation and maintenance of the village's sanitary sewer system from the street foreman to a new position, utility foreman position, it would allow the street foreman to spend more time and more focus on the repair and maintenance of our streets, and we need that. And just recently, because of the discussion that I've had with staff of this potential move, we've experimented with a small repair project. Mike was able to go out with the street department, and they were able to remove and replace adjustment rings on a sanitary sewer manhole, something that we hadn't done before. But Mike has proven to be a person that isn't afraid of challenges, and as a result, with the help of the street department, they went out and replaced adjustment rings on a sanitary manhole cover that had deteriorated and created a sinkhole. And if we would have hired a contractor, it would have been that's not an expensive repair, but it was something that we did a quarter of the cost because we had the availability to do it.
Okay.
And that's the reason why I'm proposing this change and bring it to your attention.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions?
How many, let's say we have a new utility foreman, and how many people would he supervise potentially?
It wouldn't change. No.
Okay, for either one?
No, it wouldn't. Okay. We often work together across departments, and in this particular case, within the department, the utility foreman and the street foreman are going to have a good working relationship to share not only staff, but equipment.
Okay. Any other questions? I'll accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second? Trustee Genrich, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the new utility foreman job description and creation of new position and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 13, action regarding street foreman job description and position posting. So the street foreman position is basically the same job without the sanitary sewer.
Yes.
And that was the job vacated by Jim Sigelski.
Correct.
And currently being run by John Schumacher as the interim.
Yes.
So we're looking to refine that title and post the job.
That is correct.
I will accept the motion on this item.
I would make that motion to approve.
Trustee Genrich.
Street foreman job description and posting. Postings.
I'd second.
Second by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? So the salary range for the street foreman position.
As of right now, we're not proposing any changes. Okay.
High 50s to around 70.
Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve the street foreman job description and the posting of the position, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 14, action regarding noise variance permit request from Kate Hogan to allow music in the lot across from 3113 Stanton Court from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a wedding reception on June 25th, 2022. So it says that they expect to have 130 people maximum. All neighbors know about the wedding, and they will respect their wishes. I'm not sure what those wishes are.
Invites.
Invite. So they were invited?
The people on Stanton Court are invited. We have Link and Taft that kind of are going to be affected.
Okay.
And she agreed to do a little mailing or knocking on the doors, just let them know about this. The big tent is going to be across from their house. Anyone's familiar with Stanton Court, there's a tennis rack court there.
Yep.
And a kind of an open lot. That's where the big tent is going to be. Speakers facing towards Riverside Drive. Behind like the animal shelter.
Yep.
Hospital there. And all that. So.
Do they own that property?
They have permission to put the tent there.
And someone that lives on that same stretch.
They gave them permission.
Most likely. They're probably invited.
We may want to confirm that they have...
I can call tomorrow.
Okay. It would be sad for us to allow it if the property owner didn't.
I would just move to your yard.
I'm fine with that. What kind of music are they playing? Okay. Do we have a motion? I'll accept the motion on this item. Trustee Deutsch approves. Second. Trustee Harris, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the noise variance and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. It is Kate the Bride.
No, I believe that's the mother.
Okay. Well, good luck to the bride and groom. Item number 15, action regarding recreation coordinator job description and position posting. Mr. Clerk.
Yes, another opening in our staff that we're looking to fill. As you all know, our recreation coordinator, Matt Hahn, took a new job at the Croc Center. He had been with us for approximately 6.5 years, and he had left on April 6th to take that new position, which left an opening for us. In looking at the previous job description of the recreation coordinator, we wanted to make some adjustments and updates to what those duties are for that position, and change the title to a recreation supervisor. That's more in line of what that job actually entails in other areas and other communities as well. So, looking for approval for the updated job description, and then authorization to proceed with posting the job to get a new recreation supervisor on staff.
Question, if we were asking for a bachelor's degree for a coordinator, why are we accepting an associate's degree for a supervisor?
The industry is trending towards looking at individuals with associate's degrees to have these type of positions. There's quite a few more institutions that are providing this type of a degree. One for sure, like around Madison College, I believe it is. There's several other universities or colleges that provide that type of a degree. So looking at either an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree for that position.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Clark? Trustee Harris.
One question, one clarification. In the position qualifications, I think we should get rid of the apostrophe after years.
Yep.
3 years, minimum of 3 years of.
Yes.
And then further down under supervision / decision making, I'm not following on within the wording within the division. A little bit further down, Trevor.
The recreation division.
Oh, okay. Or should it be department or division? I don't know.
Division. The department is Parks, Recreation, Forestry. Recreation would be the division within there.
Ah, okay. See?
Does that make sense?
That's what I need to know. Thank you. Okay.
And what's the salary range? 45 to 61?
Yes, that's the current range.
Okay. Okay. To question. Okay, so the staff request, the village staff is requesting approval of the updated job description and authorization to proceed with a starting wage range from 22 to 24. Oh, $45,000. Okay. I would suggest you change the wording to $22 to $24 per hour, equivalent to $45,000 to $49,000 per year. We don't want someone to think they're making $47,000 per hour.
MLB.
Yes.
And then, if you're looking for a motion,
I'll accept the motion.
I would move to approve, but I'd like to have, I know on the other positions tonight, the Public Works Committee reviewed the job description. I think the Parks and Rec Committee should also review this one to give it a full set of eyes in terms of what they've been seeing and what's been going on. So I think we approve it, but look for, it might come back for some other modifications. I just don't want to delay things.
When is the next Parks meeting?
Next week.
Next week, Tuesday.
And I don't want to delay the
We
posting.
Could do a contingent upon no concerns by the Park and Rec Committee. I think that's a very wise idea.
And just for reference, we have not had a Park and Rec Committee meeting since November because of lack of quorum at two of those. And I would hate to not be able to post this job and keep and not be able to fill it as soon as possible.
Well, we have to have a Park and Rec meeting then. If people can't show, find another time to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to delay the posting, but yep. I think it should go through a similar process to what we did with the others and have the public, like Public Works, reviewed it, got their recommendation, got their input.
Yeah.
So if I understand right, we can go ahead and post it with the understanding that it could come down and adjust it after our next meeting.
I think Matthew's recommendation is to approve it contingent upon approval from the Parks Committee next week. In other words, not posting it yet.
No, not that. It's more along the lines of what Trustee Atwood said. I don't want to delay things. I think we can post it, and if we get any applicants in the door, we explain to them it. You know, it might be changed slightly, but we're not going to hire anyone until it is finalized.
Okay.
But it doesn't delay the process.
Okay.
I doubt there will be any substantial changes, but I want to give that committee the opportunity to provide some input.
Yep.
Don't want to delay things whatsoever.
And it gives the opportunity to get some applications flowing through the door at this point.
Okay.
It's a critical time of the year to get that position
right.
filled.
Right. Yep. Open position.
Yep. Okay, so we have a motion to approve and post with the opportunity to send it back to the Park and Rec Committee for any adjustments.
Approve and post and, for lack of better words, direct the Parks and Rec Committee to provide either their approval or recommended changes.
Okay. Do I have a second?
So move.
Trustee Atwood, we have a motion, another very long motion, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. I appreciate your motions. Very well thought out. Item number 16, Arbor Day Proclamation. Friday, April 29th, whereas in 1872, J. Sterling Martin proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for the planting of trees, whereby this holiday called Arbor Day was first observed with the planting of more than a million trees in Nebraska. And whereas Arbor Day is now observed throughout the nation and the world, and whereas trees can reduce the erosion of our precious topsoil by wind and water, cutting heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean the air, produce oxygen, and provide habitat for the wildlife. And whereas trees are a renewable resource, giving us paper, wood for our homes, fuel for our fires, and countless other wood products. And whereas trees in our village increase property values, enhance the economic vitality of the business areas, and beautify our community. Whereas trees, wherever they are planted, are a source of joy and spiritual renewal. Whereas Alloway has been recognized as a Tree City USA by the National Arbor Day Foundation and desires to continue its tree planting ways. Now, therefore, I, as president of the Village of Alloway, do proclaim the 29th day of April 2022 as Arbor Day in the Village of Alloway, and I urge all citizens to support efforts to care for our trees and woodlands and to support our village's urban forestry program. And further, I urge all citizens to plant trees to gladden the hearts and promote the well-being of present and future generations. Do I have a motion to approve this proclamation?
Wiping a tear from my eye from the majesty of the proclamation and your dramatic rendition, I am proud to move approval of that resolution.
We have a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I would second that.
What he said.
What he said.
We have a motion to approve and a second. Any discussion?
Well, I hate to, having traveled through the great state of Nebraska on a number of occasions, I love the idea, but I don't think it worked all that well for them. There's the trees. Once you get past Iowa.
You are correct. I think we have more trees in Alloway than they do in the great state of Nebraska.
That's how it is.
Except along their rivers, they have lots of trees there. Okay, well, giving thanks to the state of Nebraska for Arbor Day, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, and may any emerald ash borers stay away from our community. Action number 17, action regarding 2021 carryover requests. Ms. Julie.
Yes, this is a request we bring every year once we get the year closed out and get through the audit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Pretty routine. We've got a handful that we accumulate funds for. They're kind of highlighted in blue there. We've got the Village Hall building, the equipment outlay, and improvements. And then we've got the Emerald Ash Borer Fund. So we can see way over to the right, once you approve these carryovers and the ones a negative carryover, we'll have new balances available for those funds to be used in the future. We've also got a couple of special event accounts that we accumulate, the seniors and the other recreation. And then we've just got a handful of requests that come from the various departments with funds that were budgeted but not used, so they'd like to carry them over and use them this year.
Thank you. Any questions? I'll accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve the carryover request. Short enough.
Very nice, brief proposal. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. We have a motion to approve the carryovers from 2021 and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Item number 18, action regarding placement of sign in right-of-way indicating the location of Bellin Psychiatric Center. Mr. Fuller.
As you're aware, there is a proposed development project in the corner of Webster and St. Joseph Street. Currently, at that site, there's a directional sign indicating the location of Bellin Psychiatric Center on St. Joseph Street. That sign through the development will be removed, and so working with Bellin, trying to accommodate their needs as far as just the identification of their 24-hour facility. We have agreed that maybe an addition below our two wayfinding signs at that intersection would be appropriate, and Bellin is satisfied with that, change.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwin, do I have a second?
Trustee Deutsch.
Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
Who would be responsible for paying for the sign? I'm assuming we, the village staff, would install it.
That would come out of TIF funds. It's approximately about $200.
Okay. I don't know if the top portion of the sign was just an example, but do we need to look at adjusting that to remove the community center wording?
That's already been removed.
Good point. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve the placement of a sign in the right-of-way. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 19, action regarding request from Lorelei in Inc. at 1412 South Webster Avenue for a noise variance permit and to allow the alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot on September 16th and 17th, 2022, for their Oktoberfest celebration. DEO, Jason, any concerns?
No, we had very minimal calls last year. Numbers were down a little bit, but we're hoping to return to normal. This has been an annual event that benefits a lot of people. I'm recommending approval. Not many changes, same setup. Before, two big tents, using that one across the alleyway place. Kind of going to be blocked off. She did say if they need to move the tents for any emergency on alleyway terrace, the tents are movable. So.
Okay. We did get one email from Annie Schneider, who lives on Hastings, and she is against the noise variance. She lives over by Libel Street, and she says she can hear the music. So if we get complaints about music, what do they do?
They would call the Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department would respond to her location.
Okay.
And assess at that time whether or not music is too loud, and if they do assess that it is too loud, I'm forgetting the name right now. It's on the form.
Lynn.
It's on there. Lynn. Michelle.
Lynn.
Lynn. Contact Lynn with any concerns that we have.
Okay.
So Lynn's a contact person. She's going to be on scene, she said.
Okay, great.
And that, be able to contact her.
Excuse me, and that would be the same process we'd follow for any noise variance request.
Each person has their telephone number on there and contact person.
So we're not doing anything. The procedure isn't any different for the Lorelei's Oktoberfest than as any other event asking for a noise variance.
Yep.
Okay, I'll accept the motion.
President Raffer, I should mention, I know the Schneiders were volunteers on the same community group. I don't know them well, but pretty thoughtful people, pretty low-key people. And I know where they live. I think I was CC'd on the original email to Carrie, or maybe it was separate, but I did exchange a couple emails with her because I know where they live, and it's pretty close to East River. And I said, really? It was so loud, you know, that far away. It's, maybe it's not a half a mile, but it's at least a third of a mile from the top of the hill on the West River. And she said, yeah, you went down your basement and you could still, you know, and she said yes, but she did say that it was a lot worse than previous years. So I've got to assume the wind was blowing in the right direction, or whether sound carries better when it's high humidity or totally dry. It might have been an aberration, but she asked, did they do something to their speakers? So I don't know. But you say there were no more complaints last year than... So
the first emailed complaint that I can recall.
Okay.
I don't know if Brad's got anything, but that'd be the first one that I've been notified about.
Okay. I'll accept the motion on this item. Trustee Genrich.
I would move to approve.
The noise variance. Seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion?
I also taking off on Trustee Samson's comment. Did a drive-by just to make sure I knew where the house was or how far it is. Quite a ways away. I was a little surprised that that could be an issue that far away. But so be it. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Okay. It may have just been a one-year fluke that conditions were right. Yeah.
Trustee Genrich, you made the motion to approve the noise variance. Does that include the ability to sell alcohol in their parking lots?
Yes.
Okay. Trustee Deutsch.
Yep.
Okay. Any further discussion? I would recommend just letting the Hacks know, or the folks at Lorelei know, that they did get a complaint. Maybe watch the wind. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 20, action regarding request from Doug Meikle at Doug's Take 5 at 3600 Riverside Drive for a noise variance permit and to amend his premise description to allow alcohol to be sold and served in their parking lot on June 4th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a summer concert. That summer concert is done as a fundraiser to support the Optimist Club. And all of the funds received from this event go to support the children in our community. It said sound checks prior to start of the music to ensure that the sound isn't too loud. They will be using amplifiers. It's been going on for, it'll be from 350 to 500 people. From 7 to 10 p.m. on June 4th. This is probably, the fourth year? Fourth or fifth? And to the best, have we had any problems?
We haven't had, traditionally, this started off as a Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
I do see now it's, 7 to 10 on a Saturday. So, but traditionally we haven't had no complaints. Yep. The speakers go up against Take 5 and the Racquetball Club.
Yep.
And come back and kind of absorb, so I see no concern.
Yeah, I think they moved to the evening because first couple of years it was toasty, right? The sun during the day. Mm-hmm. And so they moved into the evening so more people could join and not get sunburned. Okay, I will accept the motion on this item.
I would move to approve the noise variance and the sale of alcoholic beverages in this parking lot.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, we have a motion to approve the request from Doug Meikle and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 21, we'll take A through C unless there's an objection to that. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you, Trustee Sampson. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, we have a motion to approve the consent agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 22. Is there anything that my fellow board members would like to see on a future agenda?
It's not a agenda. I should have mentioned this earlier, but I did see, you know, we've talked in the past about the Metropolitan Sewerage District, the new water, and I see they are holding a hearing here on, I think it's Thursday night, May 12th, and maybe that's more of a staff thing, but we had talked about the desirability of advertising that. So, not an agenda item, I'm sorry, but for a, okay, for an announcement next time, to get that word out.
Thank you. Any future agenda items? Hearing none, we will, I will accept a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically the developer's agreement at 2222 Riverside Drive.
I'll make that motion.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, our second person tonight. We have a motion to approve and a second. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Thank you. We are enclosed.
Motion passes. We are in open session.
And we're back to recording. There is nothing to take action on from our closed session. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrich. I didn't even look. We have a motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. I thank you one and all. Have a wonderful evening.